got a very special guest on the line with us. She's Brianna Weisskirch. You remember her as a great, great volleyball player out of Boylan High School? Well, she carried that over to a great career at Penn State, where she just finished this last week. And when Penn State was eliminated in the regional finals, they lost to Stanford, the number one ranked team in the country. So it's no embarrassment losing the number one team in the country. But we're so glad that Brianna took time to talk with us. Are you still in Pennsylvania? Are you home for the holidays, Brianna?
Actually, I'm still in Pennsylvania.
Okay. When are you coming home? Or are you coming home?
I'm going to come home on Tuesday, actually.
Oh, great. So, great.
A few more days out here.
I was thinking about this when I started doing some research, the fact that you are finished. I mean, it just seemed like yesterday you headed out there. I mean, did it go that fast for you?
Yeah, actually it did. You never really realize until you go through it, but you hear all the time from alumni, and they're always like, oh yeah, it goes by so fast, don't take it for granted, and all those things. And, you know, I was here for 4.5 years, and it feels like 2 days.
Now, tell me a little bit about the elimination game last week and the one that knocked you guys out against Stanford, and talk about how the teams play, your play, and about Stanford, again, the number one team in the country.
Stanford's a great team, and hats off to them for sure. I think that our team, you know, we were young, and it was a great, great volleyball match, and both teams were obviously working really hard and wanted to go to the Final Four, and I think that while we did have a good season, it's always a disappointing season in our books when we don't go to Final Four and don't win a national championship.
Speaking of that, give me a rundown on the season for both you personally and the team as a whole, the expectations coming in and then how it all kind of played itself out.
I think that coming into the season, we knew it was going to be a season of growth, and we couldn't expect everything to be like it was last season and everything to be clean and running like a well-oiled machine. And it was one where we had 8 freshmen and 10 newcomers on the team, and it was a season of, like I said, growth, getting them to the point where they understand our system, they understand, you know, Penn State volleyball, Penn State tradition, and all the great things that come along with it. And like I said, while we did grow as a team and everything, I think that any time we don't win a national championship for this program, it's a disappointing season in our books.
How about your particular season? How you thought you played this season? How well it went for you?
You know, it was fun. It was definitely a challenge having so many young kids having to lead and, you know, stepping more into that leadership role again. But, you know, it was a fun time.
What exactly does the leadership role mean to you in terms of what you had to do in this season and how you approached it? And what are the things that you did to have that leadership role?
Coach always says that, you know, the freshmen don't know what they don't know. And it's one of those things where they're constantly learning every day. And there isn't a day that goes by, whether it's in practice or the weight room or even just school and life in general, that you're not trying to help the freshmen and teach them the right path to go down. And I think that both on and off the court, being kind of a role model for them and just helping them along and grow up in a very short amount of time, which is something that you have to ask freshmen to do as student athletes. You know, they don't have time to just hang out and be freshmen because the season is so short and it goes by so fast. And I think that, you know, just getting them up to speed and getting them to be at their highest level in a short amount of time was kind of the goal.
Well, I kind of, you know, you mentioned before about this is a school with great expectations every year. So you said they've got to grow up fast because you guys got a standard, as you said, making the Final Four, winning national championships. So they've got to get on board pretty darn fast. And I was just wondering, in your situation, knowing that coming into the season where you're going to have a team that's going to be heavy with underclassmen, but it's your senior season, you want to go out with that big bang. Were you a little, I don't want to say frustrated is the right word, but how do you approach a year like that where you know, we have the standards that we want to make a Final Four. We want to win a national championship, but I also know it's going to be very difficult because we're so underclassmen laden. But this is your last hurrah. So, I mean, how do you deal with those kind of conflicts?
I was totally up for the challenge. You know, I knew coming into it that it was going to be tough, and there were going to be days where I was going to get frustrated because people are so young and all those things. But I think that this group did a great job adjusting and really pushing to be as good as they can be in such a short amount of time. And this group has the group that, you know, will be there next year has a lot of talent. And I think that they're going to do some great things, and I can't wait to see what they can do.
Hey, Brianna, I wanted to ask you too about your experience at Penn State. I have been a huge Penn State football fan my entire life, and I got a chance to, and now I'm a volleyball fan, by the way, too, but I got a chance to go out there a few years ago and go to a football game, and I mean, it was just surreal to be there after watching all these games, you know, for years on TV. But the thing about Happy Valley is you think you're almost there, and you're not. You keep driving and driving and driving, and then you're finally there, and it's in the middle of nowhere. But what was your experience like? What's the atmosphere? What's the culture like at Penn State?
You know, I love everything about Penn State. And while, yes, it is smack dab in the center of some mountains in the middle of Pennsylvania, it's really not that bad of a drive. You get used to it. But it's the Penn State culture and the Penn State community and atmosphere. You know, like you said, the atmosphere is something you don't understand until you're actually here. And it's so such a college-based town, and everyone here is all about Penn State and supporting us. And, you know, something that makes Penn State special is no matter where you go, you have people who are out there supporting you. And, you know, even when we were in California, we had a big group of people out there supporting us. And especially with the alumni networks, like, there are Penn Staters all over the world. The chef at our hotel was a Penn Stater, and you know, it's honestly crazy and such a special experience that, you know, I would highly suggest it to anybody.
Well, keeping with that, Brianna, how did the college experience as far as volleyball itself and your growth and over the years and the teams you played on? I mean, the first year you got there, they won the national title, but correct me if I'm wrong, you redshirted that year, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then you made the Final Four last year. So kind of take yourself back to those years when you're recruiting, getting recruited by Penn State when you were at Boyle, and your expectation of what you thought this college experience would be like as an athlete. And now tell me, did it live up to it? Is it changed? Is it different? Was it more than you expected, less than you expected? How did it match up?
I think that it met my expectations, obviously. You know, I wanted to win a few more national championships and things, but I think that freshman year, while I was redshirted and I didn't play in matches, you know, I played in practice, I traveled, I warmed up, I did everything but I played in matches, but playing in matches. Mm-hmm. So I think that freshman year was a year of growth and understanding for me, and, you know, eventually getting into this role where, you know, it's kind of flipped and I'm trying to teach the underclassmen, where freshman year I was the underclassman that was trying to learn. And, you know, while I was at Boylan, I went on a visit and I absolutely fell in love with the school and the program and its winning tradition, and I wanted to be a part of that tradition, to be, you know, the girls always come back and say, you know, coach makes you into the best person that you can be, not only like volleyball player wise but as a person. And I think that that's something that really drew me into, you know, volleyball is obviously very important, but also the impact that you make on other people in life in general is also very important.
Sure. Last question, what's next for you? I mean, I understand, is there professional volleyball in Europe and things like that? I mean, there's not any here, at least not that's well known. What's your next step as far as volleyball is concerned?
Well, my next step was to, one, graduate. So yeah. I graduate on Saturday, which is very exciting.
Oh, great. Congratulations.
Thank you. So I was finishing up my papers and everything, and then, you know, I'm going to look into potentially going professional and maybe do some coaching and stuff on the side before I end up going over or whatever. So, yeah, I'll be back home in Chicago and stuff, and it's exciting.
Is anything lined up yet? Have you started looking into the professional side of it or even the coaching side of it, or are you just kind of letting that come in a little while?
I have not. I figured I would look after the weekend, kind of take a week to, you know, just hang out and breathe for a hot second and, you know, see what comes along.
All right. Well, that's great. Well, she's Brianna Weiss-Kircher, former Boylan standout, and just completed a fantastic career at Penn State. Brianna, thank you so much for being with us. Congratulations on a great career, both high school
thank
and college.
For having me.
And look forward to talking to you now when at the pro ranks.
Thanks.